Today's daf is Masechet Brachot, daf Lamed Tet. Near the bottom of Amud Aleph, Rav Papa teaches a halacha that maya desilka kesilka, that the juice that comes out of beets is considered like beets for the purposes of bracha. Maya delifta, the turnip juice is like the turnips, and maya deshilki is shilki. Anything really that's cooked in a cooking process, the juice that comes out of it is going to maintain the bracha of the original item. Many of the Rishonim jump on this Gemara within reach of the recent discussion on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph of Zeya Ba'alma. The Gemara says there, if you extract honey from dates, you only make a shahakol because the extract is merely sweat of the fruit. So how does this Gemara on Lamed Ches fit with this new concept on today's Daf? So the Rosh explains that the answer is not rooted in Hilchos Brachos, but rather in the rules of kasher, specifically Tam Ke'ikr. Let's say a piece of non-kosher meat falls in my potato soup. So I need to determine if there's a taste of this meat inside of the soup. So how do I go about this? If I taste the soup, then I might be tasting something that's not kosher. So Gemara Chulin in Perek Zion, in the seventh Perek, says we should have a non-Jew to try to taste it. Here we run into the trust issue, which we'll have to wait till we get to Maseches Chulin to discuss, which has its own debate in the Rishonim. But the second option the Gemara gives is to rely on the concept of batel b'shishim. If you have 60 times the amount of liquid than the non-kosher meat that fell in, we can assume that it's kosher. The Gemara brings three sources for the idea of tam ke'ikr, that the taste of an item that is infused with what it's been soaked in has the original taste inside of it. So the first the Gemara says, the Torah says by a Nazir from the word Mishras, that bread that's soaked in wine would be prohibited for a Nazir to eat, even though it's not the wine product itself. It has the taste of the wine inside of it. The second that the Gemara brings is a case of Basar V'chalav, meat that had been soaked in milk and is now the standalone piece of meat. That too is prohibited because it has absorbed the taste of the milk is inside of the meat. And the third is vessels, Kalim, that were from the war of Midian, can't be used for cooking, let's say, chicken, because those Kalim, those vessels, have a taste of something that's not kosher inside of them, tam ke'ikr. These are all on a level of Torah level. When the Rosh comes and says, the difference between Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, which talks with Zeba Oma, and our Daf and Lamed Tes, is one word, and that word is heat. On our Daf, the beets, the Mayo de Silka, are being cooked on fire. So there's going to be a taste transfer. So we say tam ke'ikr applies, and the halacha comes out that the beets, that whatever comes out of the beets, maintains its bracha status. So we make a hadama on that soup, on that juice that comes out. But by the dates, the process of squeezing, it says the Rosh, no taste transfer is taking place, and the bracha is downgraded to shahakol. Comes the Rashba and gives a very different explanation. He says, if you look closely at the two Gemaras, you'll notice that on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara is discussing fruit, while on our Daf, we're discussing vegetables. So which would a person say is a more normal food to turn into soup? Broccoli, potato, peas, we make soup out of all these things. Different vegetables. So those get a Hadama, because that's the normal thing to make into soup. Well, dates are dates. Eat them as is. We don't turn these things into soup. Fruits are less common to be turned into soup. So it's beautiful. Eat foods the way they were meant to be eaten. And Hilchos Brachos, the laws of Brachos, are going to reflect this. So what bracha should a person make on fruit soup? So the Rosh would tell you, make ha-eitz. And the Rashba would say, make a shahakol. So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Reish Beis, Sif Yud, The Shulchan Aruch is non-committal. He directly quotes this machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, and basically says, don't risk making ha'eitz, because you may run into the issue of what the Rashba is saying, and we cannot risk that. So make a shahakol instead. What about bracha achrona for the Rosh? If you soaked or cooked dates, you'd have to make an ala michya, but for the Rashba, you make a barina fashos. So Shulchan Aruch writes in the very next sif, it's best to eat this within a suda, yirei shemaim, she's within a suda. Today we have seen again how specific we need to be with brachos, even to the point that sometimes we simply need to give a high five to two great Rishonim and avoid taking sides by incorporating the fruit soup into a meal context. Ashreinu, matov chalkeinu.